Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Katie with Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah, I'm in a place where you can stay safely.
Okay, thank you. Is this a Shiler Dyke?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, we appreciate your help with this survey, and we do have the ability to complete the interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving again and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm not driving.
Okay, thank you. In which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern County.
In Kern, you said, I'm sorry.
Yes, Kern.
Okay, thank you. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93307.
Okay, thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
2004.
Okay, thank you. And now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Okay, thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race? Would you say Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaska Native?
White.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade that you completed in school?
Some college.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic. Or does it have to be between those?
Well, if you are undecided, that's okay too. Or if you have another opinion?
I would vote like third party independent.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let's see. Now, as of today, would you say that do you lean toward the Republican or Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. Okay. David Valadao, would you say favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Rudy Salas?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to review a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. The first one would say border security, the cost of a mortgage or rent, healthcare, inflation or the cost of living, abortion, Social Security and Medicare, protecting democracy, taxes, or none of these?
Healthcare and abortion.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, which, well, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices.
10.
Okay, thank you. If the election for President were being held today, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Jill Stein.
Okay, thank you. While I know you prefer Jill Stein, if Donald Trump and Joe Biden were the only candidates on the ballot and you had to make a choice today, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, and Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Steve Garvey, Republican, and Adam Schiff, Democrat?
Adam Schiff.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Baladao, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Rudy Salas.
Okay, thank you. Would you say definitely Salas or probably Salas or Lynn Salas?
Probably Salas.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read some information you might hear about David Baladao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Baladao, less likely to vote for David Baladao, or if it makes no difference in your vote. So the first one is, American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Baladao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Baladao is working to hold a government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Would you say, would it be much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. As a dairy farmer himself, David Baladao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Baladao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. David Baladao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Baladao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family childcare and schools, and support for military members buying a home. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. David Baladao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Baladao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. David Baladao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Baladeo secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. David Baladeo is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Baladeo went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the real estate to buy a home. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. And the last one, thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Baradeo worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Baladeo?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Baladeo, a Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Rudy Salas.
Okay. Would you say definitely Salas or probably Salas?
Probably Salas.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or you do not follow news about politics that closely? Would you say maybe digital websites, national network, news like ABC, CBS, NBC, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, newspaper, Google, TikTok?
Yeah, Google, TikTok, YouTube.
Okay, Google, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Do you only use cable, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Only use satellite, use both cable or satellite and online streaming? Or only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
Online streaming services.
Okay, thank you. Now I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
No.
Okay. Do you rent, live with your parents, relatives, someone else pays, or something else?
Rent.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Very liberal.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I wasn't eligible to vote then.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Okay, thank you. And do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us.
Alrighty, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you so much, and you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.